I was kidnapped when I was 6 years old and abandoned in the middle of the war. And so the Khmer Rouge was still out there. It was in Batie Minh Chi, which is like a northwest Cambodia. I went to refugee camps after that. And when I was abandoned, I was brought in by a couple of farmers who are traditional healers. And so my foster dad was a healer. He would go to different villagers' homes and take care of them.
Okay.
And as a repayment, they would give him like chickens or fruits, and I would shadow him. My mom is a conservative Buddhist and a farmer, and so she used meditation as a form of healing me from mental trauma as a result of the kidnapping. And then they took me on a wagon, and we end up at the refugee camps, site 2. There I experienced another trauma where I came back from school one day and my mom was beaten to near death, and I found her lying in her pool of blood. And so our bodies, you know, usually react to trauma in 3 different ways. So it either could freeze, fight, or you could run away. And so my body was protecting itself. It started to shut down everything, even my lungs. And so I couldn't breathe. I just stood there and saw my mom convulsing. And I couldn't move. I couldn't run to her. And eventually I fainted out of just suffocation. Couldn't breathe. And I woke up and I lost all my memories. So
wow.
I don't know my names. I didn't know who my dad, my mom, my sister. I didn't know I had my foster parents. And I woke up and I just went through the process of immigration to America.